Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He always is. And He always has a plan. And He always has goodness and greatness. He loves us. And I thank Him that He does. The Lord is moving by His Spirit. And the plan that He has toward us is greater than what men can come up with. Now remember something about the Lord, and you'll always be safe in the things that you do. He's dividing the light from the darkness. He don't want the darkness. Everything God does divides things that's not like Him from things that are. And people get in trouble when they try to include what God has excluded. He's dividing light from darkness. When people attach themselves to darkness, they are darkness. But God reaches out to people who are in darkness, and He wants them to see the light so that they can choose to come to it. While their enemy wants to deceive them and seduce them away from the light so that they can remain trapped in the darkness. And both, God is very persuasive. The light is better than the darkness in every way. And the darkness has nothing to offer you. Only cold bitterness. And the enemy knows that he has to make his ways look good. They are illusions. Everything about the enemy is illusional. Until you get trapped by it. When you wind up in hell, all his masks come off. Even the people who worship him, he will destroy them. They are not safe. They're not in league with him like they think. Now there are people who have gone to hell before. They know this. I've been to hell before. And some people have seen lower depths of hell than I did. And they know. And I've been fighting Satan since 1983. I've been resisting him since then, since the day I got saved. And I know how he works. He's tried all kind of things against me. And whenever he got one over on me, I would go back and ask the Lord how I feel, or how he got one over on me, or I sought his tactics. Your memory is a weapon. You can remember things, and you can go and ask the Lord and replay it back in your mind, and the Lord can teach you and train you what to do. The enemy is against you. God is for you. He has a plan for every soul, even though they're trapped in darkness. I was in darkness before. There was a time I agreed with the darkness. But I came out of it alive because I trusted Jesus Christ, my Savior. And in every battle, I looked to the Lord. I looked to His ways. And I did what I should do. And I won. Because you have to first submit yourself to God. Then resist the enemy, and it'll work. If you try to resist the enemy without fully submitting to God, it won't work right. So you have to, and it's easy to do God's word. It's a choice that you make to stay in the light, to do what's right, to love your brother as yourself, and to love your brother as Jesus loves you. These are choices that we daily make. And they conquer the world system. Now God rejected, he resists the proud, and He gives grace to the humble. He gives grace to His people, the humble people, anybody that want to hear. When there are people in the world that desire to know the things of God, the Lord will move on their behalf. He will send He would send his people out of their way just to minister to them. If he has to, he'll bring somebody from out of town to cross their path and minister life to them. That's what he'll do for humble people and people with ears to hear. He doesn't want to see anybody perish. Men would consider, well, that person don't deserve it. He did this or he did that, but God knows. Every person is valuable to God, even in their wicked state. Remember, Cain killed Abel. And by the time he killed Abel, there were others on earth that were born from Adam, and they had children. Now Abel, there's no lineage record that he had children. But Cain killed Abel because he was jealous of him. And God had to put a mark on him so nobody would kill him. His life was protected because he was valuable to God. But the earth wouldn't produce. See, when you put things in motion, the laws of sowing and reaping, you have, you know, you're going to have problems that you wouldn't have had. But the laws of sowing and reaping are against you or for you. If you do what's right, they're for you. If you do what's evil, they're against you. A man can do wrong and get saved, and he can do things in life. But, and the Lord bless him and forgive him, forget about his sins. But what he put in motion is still in motion, and he'll have suffering, even though he's a Christian. And this is all throughout the Bible. That's why it's so important to drive out the Canaanites. Just like the Hebrews had to drive the Canaanite out of the land, the promised land, which was Canaan, which is now Israel. And the border should be much bigger, and it goes over into other countries. But nevertheless, they didn't take all the land, and they left some Canaanites there. Some of the Canaanites are the surrounding countries that they left in the land. You know, Syria's still there. Philistines are still there. They should have been driven out long ago. And they remain, and their witchcraft remain. And it infected Israel. And Israel went wayward against God. And they lost many souls because of it. Very few Israelites get saved. Isaiah said 10%, a tenth would remain and be received, be eaten by God, be received into God's kingdom. But 90% were lost. That's a lot of people. Sowing and reaping. But when you follow God, he'll help you make the decisions that are blessable. He'll help you make the blessable decisions every day. And they multiply good reaping because of good sowing. And the best reaping is obeying God. I mean, the best sowing is obeying God. So obeying God is more important than sacrifice. It's more important than tithes and offerings. I've seen people, they preach, they have faith for tithe and offering because people preach it all the time. But they don't have faith for obedience, so they have a hard time reaping. They reap little because they sow little. Even if they gave much money, they still, if you're not obeying God fully, you're sowing small. When you do what God say do, and tithe, now you're going to see some great change in your life. Because you'll be on course with him. And if you follow through, you will reap a multitude of people, or assist in reaping a multitude of people. Sometimes God called men of God to the ministry, and others are inspired, and God sent them. Their ministry is to help them. And together they are exponential in the way that they can do things. There are so many people that work behind the scenes and they're not well known, but their reward is great. And because of their efforts and the way that they do things, the point man is able to do his job. So it's very important for everyone to do what God has given us to do. Everywhere you go, in everything that you do, follow Him, and He will help you. He will bless you in every way of life. Everywhere you go, God has people that will bless that are obeying Him. There are people out there that obey God. They are the salt of the earth. They are the light of the world. And they are rewarded. They're out there. And I thank God that for the plan that He reveals to us. But in His plan, He always divides the light from the darkness. People that are proud, the Holy Spirit can't help them like He can a man that's humble. They have to have a train wreck and wake up. And some things the Lord wants to introduce, He can only do it through people who obey Him. Because disobedient people, hear me good, disobedient people produce the fruit of the fruit that they produce is disobedient people. Or half obedient people. Because the training that you put forth, it continues on. It's hard to undo bad learning. It's better for people to grow under a ministry that is on point with the Lord, that obey Him, than one that's wayward. Some people have chosen, their choices are not like God would have them. And they don't grow, they don't change. We talked about this in the last two broadcasts, why people get off track and stay off track. Now God loves them. It's not personal. When people make choices, they're doing the best they know. They're trying. You know, they won't be rewarded for obeying God fully, but they will be rewarded because they were honest in their heart. And they are saved. I'm not saying that they're lost, but their rate of growth is so slow they'll never fully obey God because of their conclusions. The wrong things that were set in motion that they didn't do, that others taught them, it stays in motion in them. Wrong teaching is just like the Canaanites. It has to be driven out. It has to be detected and driven out. You can't know it unless you have greater light. Unless people receive greater light, they will cling to what they already know. If a man leans to his own understanding, he can't learn the ways of the Father. If you're voting on what you do, what your choices, the way you think, and you believe it's okay with God, and you think it's right, and you defend it, people that do that, they don't grow into God's full will. They are limited. The only way to overcome bad teaching, bad training, and hopeless habits, you have to receive God's word. You have to receive more light, to have faith for more light. If you have faith for more light, you can. You can see it for what it is. Every time you receive more light and more logic from the Lord, you can see things as they truly are. You can see it for what it is. And you'll say, oh, that's not good for me. And you can, then you can drive it out of your life. You don't let it stay there. You can't use it. People are used to what they believe. So when you go to a dentist's office and he's pulling teeth, people, they have a hard time when the dentist is pulling their tooth. It's got to be done. That tooth got to come out. It's bad. But there's resistance. Now, with God, He'll help you extract the wrong tooth, the bad tooth, the Canaanite problem. There are people who, Jesus said, if a man looks on a woman to lust after in his heart, that's the same as committing adultery. So that's dangerous. We all understand, and we can read and we can understand it. You don't do that. But some people choose to look at pornography anyway, and they become addicted to it, and the demons harass their life. If those who get deliverance, they leave it alone and they drive. It's one thing to walk away from it and not do it. That's good. That's better than continuing. Why not ask the Lord to help you hate it? That's driving it out. The times when I was tempted, I said, Lord, I want you to teach me to hate this like you hate it. And he taught me to love his people. Even women that tried to tempt me, I loved them. That's how I overcame it. And I drove those thoughts out of my heart to the point that I could laugh about it. But you'll never know the power of God unless you yield to him and receive his word. If you're not going to receive his word and more light in the light of his word, you're not going to have faith to do those things. I didn't learn this from man, because people, they were sweeping it under the rug, so to speak. I didn't want to sweep it under. I wanted to put it in the dustpan and throw it in the trash can and put it in the trash truck, and it's out of my life. You don't sweep things under the rug. It's still there. I want it gone. It's better victory when you drive Canaan, the people of Canaan, out of the Canaan land and receive the knowledge of God. Every wrong thought hinders you from learning greater. Everything that's not right, it hinders you from learning better ways of doing things. And I will do all that's in his heart. I want to do everything that he will have me to do, and not leave anything undone, because God is good and he deserves our best. He gives grace to the humble. If you want to learn more from him, being humble is not being, it's not acting nice. It's not acting like you're receiving. Being humble is obeying God. If you're humble to God, you're in a state of obedience to God. You hear to do. You seek him, you trust him, you obey him. That's being humble to God. You're receptive to him. And it's wonderful. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. But he will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Those who are humble, you will notice he can do a lot more. He gives them more light, more understanding. They catch on and they get things done. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.